Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of Sandy Chick's K-Talk. How was your weekend? How did you guys spend your week? Excuse me. So basically, my week was good. Let's see, what did I do on Monday? First of all, I'm currently recording this on a Sunday because this is the only day I'm free to record this. So basically, I've been busy throughout this week applying for some things. I need to get my life in order. So yeah, I'm applying for several things, and yeah, once they come to pass, I'll let you guys know. Till then, it's like I'm working towards this big goal that I had in mind since last year, since last 2 years actually, and I'm still working towards it, and I just want to get something out of it. So that's what I've actually been doing for the past few weeks, and I've been busy. Like, it's taking a lot of my time, and I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining at all. Like, yeah. So basically, that was what I've been doing this and keeping myself busy. The only ongoing K-drama I'm watching, if you're following me on TikTok, you already know it's Crash Course in Romance. I'm also seeing one. It's Mask. The title is The Max, but like, it's not ongoing. It's an old K-drama. I think it came out in 2016. Yeah, I'm enjoying it, but I'm just taking my time, slowly watching it and all that. Yeah, so if you want to check it out, go check out those two. Those are the two K-dramas I'm currently watching. And what else? So yeah, I went to this spa. I wanted to get a massage. I've never gotten a massage in my life. Like, can you believe that? Actually, my mom gives me a massage, but I've never gotten a professional massage. So I decided to go to the spa to get a massage today, because this is the only, like, I'm only free on Sundays, guys. I'm only free on Sundays. So I went to a spa and got a massage. Like, it was so good. It was so good. Like, if you're thinking about it, just do it. Like, just do it for yourself once. Like, just give it to yourself as a present. Valentine's Day is coming, so you can give that to yourself as a Valentine's Day gift. Yeah, please show yourself love, your body love. Like, it was really relaxing. And yeah, I think I'll go again, but like, not anytime soon. And yeah, that's basically everything I need to update you guys on. My week is usually boring. Just work and sleep and K-dramas and work. Yeah. Okay, so today I'm basically going to be talking about things I do when I'm in a K-drama slump that also give me the same vibe and the same good energy I get from K-dramas. Basically, last year that was the last 2 years. No, last year I was so sad, and K-dramas really, really helped me through. Honestly, I was surviving on K-dramas. Like, when you're oxygen, you know, when you're on oxygen mask and that's what you're surviving on. That was me. I was surviving on K-dramas. I was always watching K-dramas because I was so sad, because so many things just happened and made me sad. I cried a lot last year. I still cried. Okay, I cried a lot last year. I don't think I've cried that much this year. I hope I don't cry as much as I did last year. But I cried a lot last year. And K-dramas literally helped me through, like, business proposal, Girls Electronics. Thank God for all the, like, funny K-dramas that came out. And I was, like, literally living on these K-dramas. So this year, I decided that I was going to take up healthy habits. That I didn't want, like, K-dramas to just be the only. Like, I didn't want to survive based on watching K-dramas. I wanted to watch K-dramas to enjoy it and actually literally enjoy it. And right now, I'm actually doing that. I don't come home, running home to see a K-drama just to breathe and feel like I'm alive. No, I don't do that anymore. It's not like if you're doing that now, you're in a bad place or anything. But for me, I felt like it was becoming too much. I just wanted to be relaxed while watching it and not trying to escape from something and get into K-dramas. If I'm dealing with something, I want to deal with it separately and watch my K-dramas and enjoy my K-dramas, not to watch my K-dramas to deal with what I'm dealing with. You get, yeah, I want to separate those two things. So these are things that I've been doing lately, apart from watching K-dramas, because I'm in a K-drama slump. You won't believe, the only ongoing K-drama I'm watching is Crash Course in Romance. Like, when did this happen? Okay, so these are things I do, and I feel you guys should, I would want to do too. So first of all, on my list, I decided to start journaling this year. I never journaled in my life. I don't journal. So I decided to take journaling serious this year, and I'm the kind of person that if I'm keeping a notebook to journal, I feel like it would be rough easily because of my routine, going to work and coming back. And I feel like it would be stressful for me to be using my pen to write and just journaling things, because I have a rushed morning. So I journal on my phone with an app called Inkflu. Inkflow, Inkflow, Inkflow. It's on my app store. I don't know anyone for the Android phone, but you can browse, just browse these things. You can browse on Google. You can also browse on Pinterest. For my journaling now, I use this, I use Pinterest to get my journal prompts. So journal prompts are like the questions you want to answer for that day. You know what? Just go on Pinterest and browse journaling and you guys will see everything about it. Literally, it helps me. Like, I was feeling so overwhelmed one morning. I was feeling so anxious. My body was literally shaking when I woke up that morning because I was having so many thoughts, like scattered thoughts and so many bad thoughts in my head. I literally put on my phone and opened my app and I browsed a journal prompt. I think the journal prompt that it was, write everything that's on your mind for 5 minutes. Just open your a plain page and write everything. Just literally as scattered as it is, put it down. Just put it out there. And also you could get a, like a book that talks about journaling and tells you how to journal. I did that too. So like it basically tells you what to do and just directs you, you get. So I literally wrote everything that was on my mind. And could you believe, like, when I was done and dropped my pen, when I was done and I dropped my phone, I was calm. I became calm, like, I could feel myself finally, like, I became present, and it was really good. Like, that is just one of the things that I'm going to mention. Like, other things, that sometimes I cry, but it's really, really, it's healing, honestly. Journaling is good. It releases your mind of so many things. It makes you come to terms with so many things too. Like, there are so many journal prompts. I'm doing journal prompts for my inner child healing, and also like I get really obsessed with people, not people, just persons. Like, if I have like someone I'm dating someone, I get easily obsessed with that person. Like, I always want to text the person, I always want to call, I always want him to call me, I always want him to text me if he's online. I always feel like he should check up on me 24/7, and I have this attachment issue. So I'm also trying that out on my journal, and literally it's helping me. It's not easy, guys, it's not like easy, like it just works. You have to still kind of put a lot of effort into it, but like it's helping me. And these things have taken like most of my tension away. It's taking most of my anxiousness away. It's making me more confident. It's making me more happy. I feel like when I wake up in the morning and I write things I'm grateful for, and like when I go about my day, I feel like those things help me through the day and process my emotions really well. Like, okay, this is happening, but this does not relate to me. I'm this kind of person that, because I usually work at like customer service, I'm always talking to customers and everybody, I always feel like if people are angry, it's me, I'm the cause for that problem. And I start feeling guilty. I'm always putting people's emotions, like looking at them and trying to read their face and read their emotions and everything. So like journaling has actually helped me separate myself from those things. Like, see if someone is acting this way. Also, like when you're dealing with people, like people are under me. So like you feel like this person is acting this way because it's, no, the person is not acting that way because it's me. The person is acting that way because that's how the person wants to act based on the person. Like, that's how journaling helps me. Like, literally, I can't explain it enough. Just go and journal. Journal. You should journal. Another thing I do is I always put down a to-do list in the morning. I don't do this every time. I'm going to try, because it's cool when you just come to your to-do list and just take it off. Like, I do this on my phone too. I use my Google Tasks. That's the app I use. And so it's really cool. You could use any other app. Just check for to-do list apps. Like, browse. Like, you know, I don't really have to tell you the one I use. You can browse and check something that's convenient to you, and then you can use those ones. Another thing I do is I try to sleep early, and I try to sleep really well. I try to have my bath every night now, and I literally sleep. And of course, like, it's so good. You feel so good in the morning. You feel so lightheaded. These are things that I've been doing, and they've been helping me, really, really helping me. So I feel if you need this and it's coming to you now, I'm happy that I was able to share. And yeah, I guess that's all. That's literally everything I do that helps me get rid of my obsession with watching K-dramas, just to escape reality. I face it head on, you get. Not really head on, because like I'm using my journals and everything. Just imagine you're talking to someone when writing your journal, and just do it. Like, it's going to be fucking helpful, honestly. So I think we've come to the end of today's recording. And please, 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 on whatsoever platform you're listening to this, could you give it a 5-star rating? And could you leave a review on whatsoever platform you're listening? And if possible, could you tag me? Put it on your story or your Instagram stories and tag me and let me know you listened. And let me know what you liked. And let me know what I should even do more. Yeah, I should record on. And that's all I have to say. Thank you guys for listening to this point, and see you guys next week. Bye.